Back on Tuesday, the White House stepped back a bit from forcing a partial government shutdown over funding for a southern border wall, with Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying there are other ways to secure the $5 billion in funding that the president wants, AP reported. The report went on to say it was the first sign of a potential White House counteroffer as the clock ticks down toward Friday's deadline to fund the government. At the end of the day, we don't want to shut down the government, Sanders said on Fox News. We want to shut down the border from illegal immigration. Sanders is right. It is a shutdown of illegal immigration we want, but part of that obviously requires a shutdown of the stalling and double talk of both houses of Congress as well as in the executive branch. The issue of physical border security is hardly new. Even Democrats voted for big money to build quite a bit of wall back when George W. Bush was president. Now, the idea is anathema to most Democrats and secretly the same for many Republicans. Because of that, the only way to move this issue forward is for the president to grab hold of the congressional tree and shake it hard. There's no downside for President Trump on this issue. He and his administration cannot get worse media coverage as the press is already saturated with hate Trump reporting. So, why back away from the strongest tool available, the so-called partial government shutdown, known to best rattle both political parties in Congress? We'll see. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.